Welcome to the NTNN NNN Weekly Update. I'm Osher Ginsberg, joined today by one of the NTNN NNN news team, the extraordinary Jeeves Verma. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here. And the one of our magnificent writing team, Chris Ryan. How are you, mate?
Good. Osha.
In beautiful Canberra, and joining us down the line where there's a swimming pool and a
We're in the wrong spot.
Get out of the big smoke, you know.
Oh, man. I'd love to, but
it's where the work is.
Don't know if anyone can afford it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, yeah, I can get any food I want delivered on a bicycle by someone who's probably not getting paid enough.
Yeah.
And that's, I forget about that as soon as I'm eating the tasty food.
For me, it's the low wages that makes it tasty. Yeah.
Coming up today, Chris, we're talking about the NFL Grand Final. What do they call it? The Super Bowl.
Yeah, look, Taylor Swift's obviously rigging the results of that and the US election. Can't wait.
Oh, brilliant. And Jeeves, you're thinking about fun and games?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm an animal lover. So this story stuck out. The Victorian government are reluctant to ban duck hunting.
Brilliant. And just when you think the government couldn't control more things that we do, the government are controlling our air conditioners.
I knew it.
All coming up on NTNN NNN. This is the weekly update where we basically kind of chat about the biggest stories of the week because NTNN NNN is coming back to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And this isn't just basically a way of me helping us all get our shit together before we go to the big show again. Because it's an intense show to make.
It is.
Like, you guys, I put the news team under enormous pressure every single night after me and the writing team have put ourselves under enormous pressure every single day.
I don't know if anyone, so for those of you who are listening for the first time, you don't know how the format is. Osha tells the news team, don't listen to the news.
Yes.
Which is the easiest thing to do. But then on the night when you, because we hear the stories for the first time when you read them out.
Yep.
My ears squint so hard. Like, I've never listened to cars.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Harder to anything in my life.
My ears squint.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can so understand what you're saying. I can imagine the pressure of that. God. Because you only get that one chance to hear it. It's like a test, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And if you miss a little detail, it might throw off your whole game. That's why the scenes are chaotic.
And brilliant. That makes it awesome. Yeah. And why I love having Chris involved is that Chris is usually the one who writes the most withering critiques of gender disparity or masculinity gone awry. And I've told her, it's like, pull no punches, like give it the full cable news guy. And so she writes these things that I look at it and be like, I'm going to be fucking canceled.
I can't say that.
But in my heart, I'm like, if anyone asks, I have the email chain. Proves the brilliant Chris Ryan put this together.
You know what?
I take a breath and go. And you hear people go, and I'm like, yes.
Good on you, Osher.
Before you read out those stories, it's like, oh, it's going to be one of those stories. And it's great. Now I know they're written by you, Chris. Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't know. You just kind of hesitate for a split second. It's like, oh, this is going to be good.
Because I say it before the start of every show is we've yet to have somebody walk out. But today,
oh, that's amazing. Oh, well, we'll keep swinging until that happens then.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm not a stand-up, so I've never had anyone. I've not dealt with hecklers in this.
I asked someone to leave my show the other day.
Oh, what was going on?
He asked me to show my tits.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. It's never happened before.
Was he?
What type of show it was? I was doing stand-up, new material with a split show with Heggy. And this guy just yells out, show us your tits. And you know what, though? Because I have a lot of deep anger and rage inside of me. I saw it as a beautiful gift.
Oh.
I was allowed to be the gigantic meanie that I am inside.
Oh, good work.
Did you just go, oh, sir, you seem to have believed I didn't bring my flamethrower with me.
Oh, boy.
What kind of man was he, Chris?
Well, he sounded large, like a big Aussie man in the middle of a group of Aussie men. But I understand his friends, because I had a friend in the audience, all his friends were saying, shut up. You know, no one liked him. The crowd turned on him. But what I actually said, and I imagine you don't use bad language on this, is that right?
No, those cunts fucking hate it when I do.
What are you doing? Do you bleep that out?
Tits.
Oh, my God.
And tits. I mean, wasn't that the George Carlin? Piss, cocksucker, motherfucker, cunt, and tits. Dick, piss, shit, pick. Yeah, cocksucker.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, well, then you've enabled me. So I just immediately said, oh, Heggy would be so disappointed there's such a dumb cunt in his audience.
You've got to speak the language sometimes. You really do. But there's some news that this week has been quite forefront in all of our minds. What's a big news story for you this week, Chris?
Oh, mate. I think I just couldn't believe the story about, like, from the States, imbeciles in the States still exist. I mean, they exist everywhere. They're among us. I mean, I am one at times. But imbeciles in the States seem to be able to get through to the media pretty quickly. So there's currently a conspiracy theory running about that Taylor Swift is going to rig the Super Bowl because she's going out with a bloke who plays footy. And then also that because she's endorsed, asked people to sign up to vote and endorse Joe Biden, she's going to rig the election single-handedly. I mean, there are so many people who have never dealt with their mental illness that are just buying this stuff. And now, like, international media are covering it. Even Fox News types are saying, come on now, guys. She's just a pop star. She's not going to rig the entire election. Grow up. You know, and if a right-wing person is telling those kinds of people who are the only ones watching their show to grow up, I mean, things must be getting pretty dire over there.
So is that why, also Taylor Swift-related, you can't search for her on Twitter, X anymore? Because someone's generated a bunch of AI-generated pornographic.
Oh, my goodness.
With Taylor.
Yes, yes.
Oh, deepfake.
That happened.
Is that related to the whole conspiracy thing?
I reckon it probably is. I haven't done the research. But honestly, no one believes anything in the news anymore anyway. So let's say yes. But that would make a lot of sense because those people who want to go against what she's proposing, which is be a part of democracy, have a look at Joe Biden, the people against that would definitely make deep fake pornography of Taylor Swift.
Oh. It's the ad hominem, you know, trying to destroy the messenger, right? Yeah. The message. Yeah. It is a harbinger of some things that can happen here. And occasionally we do see people here use the playbook on both sides of the aisle here in Australia.
Yeah.
Though I believe you're right, Chris. I lived in America about 10 years and I think it was Reagan who closed a lot of the funding for public health mental illness programs. And, you know, because of the health insurance situation there, if you don't have health insurance through your work and then you're not insured. Yes, you're right. There's a lot of people who otherwise probably could use a lot of help that aren't getting it and are looking for answers, because people are just, this is just people being afraid, you know, they're looking for answers.
Yeah, totally.
And I kind of wonder though, you know, what's the Australian version of that? Would it be, I don't know. Who plays at the AFL grand final? It's one of four people.
Barnsley.
Grassy, Shannon Noel. Oh, Grinspoon. Oh, they're more
NRL. Casey Chambers.
Yeah. Casey Chambers. Is she Australia's Taylor Swift, Casey Chambers?
No, who's really big in female poppery in Australia?
Amy Shark.
Oh, is she Australian?
Dude!
I'm sorry. I just thought she's so big. She couldn't be.
Yeah, yes, I thought there's such a true commentary on our music industry. How can this artist be Australian? Look how successful they are.
I was thinking more along the lines of like Dummy Im, Kate Miller Heike. But they're a couple of years.
I'm here for Amy Shark because she's on like The Voice and stuff.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Oh, true.
But I would be here for, are you an NRL or AFL person there, Chris?
I am. I'm against sports, mate. They're no good.
Chris's
side. Oh. Both of you have, this is the other thing about making the show. I have to pull the cast aside the whole time and go, guys, I know you're inner city, nerdy improv people. The rest of the country speak a language that involves a ball that doesn't bounce properly and too many goalposts.
I won't lie to pretend to make people like me, Osha. They can just not like me, darling.
But so how about this? Jeeves, Chris, I've got some ideas about halftime for the grand final this year, guys.
I'm looking forward to it. It's the biggest part of the game. No one cares about the sport, actually.
Yeah. I had a call from Governor General and, you know, since what happened in 75, we're not really able to do the thing with the coin anymore. I'm thinking, why?
Yeah.
Well, a thing got signed on the 3rd of March that the coin no longer has the ability to, you know,
to be at the NRL.
Yeah, exactly. But...
Because she's dead.
As far as changing governments, I think we've only got one option, Amy Shark.
Ooh.
That's going to piss a lot of people off, I'm sure.
Yeah, but she's so successful.
Yes, but her influence over the country, I mean, you know, are we...
Yeah, think of the good of the country, Osh.
Yeah.
Making political statements.
She's definitely a lefty, isn't she?
Oh, lefties would say that. Absolutely. As far as the lefties are concerned, she's on Channel 7. As far as they're concerned, she's the other way around.
Look, I don't want people watching the halftime entertainment and then taking away a message from her songs. Okay?
Well, there's supposed to be no messages in sport. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's exactly what.
So we're going to scrap the Anzac round.
Please.
The pink cricket test.
These were all terrible ideas to begin with. People just want to throw a ball at a bat.
Yeah, exactly.
People just want to kick a ball through a goalpost and yell at the field.
Let sport be physical and the arts be mental, okay? Because we all know we're mental in the arts.
okay then. So, look, what are our options, though? You know, if we've got to rig this election somehow, if Amy Shark's not going to do it, what are we going to do?
Oh, now I'm trying to think of the most non-political right-wing person there is. Who would we say? I would actually love to know who is the most right-wing artist in Australia. Who do you reckon that is?
It's easy. We've seen him. He was even on that show with Ray Martin. It's Angry Anderson.
He's angry into it.
Bro.
Is he into...
He was on Go Back to Where You Came From. He ran for the Nationals.
Oh.
True.
Get Rose Tattoo back together.
Oh, my God.
Bad boy for love. I'm a bad boy. Nice boys. Don't vote Labour. Like, you could get in there.
Angry's... a good idea.
You're welcome. Yeah. We could get him, but then we'd also have to explain to all the viewers who he actually is. This is because this is a time when tattoos below the elbow were a dangerous thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I need that. Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's like, could I have some oat milk, please? Yeah. And you know, to really cap it off to get the, because Gangri is a bit more granddad now because he's older, but the Rose Tattoo, the lineage was that Axl Rose was backpacking through Australia and saw a Rose Tattoo gig. And that's why Nice Boys Don't Play Rock and Roll was on the first Guns N' Roses EP. If we get Axl Rose out of his compound and bring him into the halftime of the grand final, I think that is really going to tie it together in a neat bow.
Wow. This is sounding killer.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Wow.
Do you reckon we can get Fox News to talk about it?
Yeah, man, definitely. Like, I think it's going to be better than the footy.
I don't know. People forget it, that the footy's on. Yeah.
Can you make the halftime longer?
Yeah, let's do it the other way around. It'll be concert and then halftime footy and then concert.
I love that.
Genius!
Yeah.
Get the gambling apps on the phone. We're going to get the over-under. And, of course, Etienne and Etienne will follow this news story.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What's big in news for you this week, Chief?
How reluctant Victoria is to ban duck hunting.
Quack.
So the Labor government, they were suggesting that, okay, we should ban duck hunting now because the rest of the other states are doing it.
Yeah.
It sounds right. Why shoot ducks for sport? But the recreation minister is like, it's fine. We'll stick to it. And everyone's sort of like up in arms about it.
What's interesting about that is that there's a minister for recreation, and we still classify shooting live animals out of the air with a shotgun as recreation.
Yeah, as a pastime.
Like when I think minister for recreation, I'm like, okay, maybe bowling, more female change rooms at footy fields, things like, okay, let's work on, yeah, okay, sports.
More putt-putt.
More mini golf, yeah. That's good. That's
I think
a sport.
Knitting groups, yeah.
Recreation, yeah, not everyone's, yeah, it's good. You don't want to be ableist about this. Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe less 10-pin bowling, more lawn bowling, get people outside.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, what happens on the first day that you're being inaugurated as the minister for recreation?
There's an initiation.
Jeeves, congratulations on the by-election, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations,
very much,
well done.
I'm happy to be here.
So the portfolio, we've had a bit of a reshuffle, and I know your background is public health. We're putting you in recreation.
Oh. I didn't know that was a serious.
Well, you got to, like, portfolio. It's part of your previous message. Like, you got to move to stay healthy, right? So this is, yeah, it's all.
No,
part.
Yes, but that was a major campaign of my health.
Yeah, it's all a part of that, mate. It's all a part of moving. So it involves a lot of things. Recreation, look, a lot of things.
Come on, no one takes the recreation portfolio seriously. Come on.
Playground equipment used to be deadly. You all right? I don't know about you, Chris, but when I was a kid, did you have a playground swing that could have killed you down the park, down the road?
Oh, mate, there was a slippery dip that my brother broke his leg on.
You see? And you know why that's gone? Minister for Recreation changed that. It's a very powerful ministry.
It's an important position, Jeeves. So, look, if you're not, prepared to step up, tell us now.
Yeah.
Because, what we're looking at,
yeah.
I want to talk ducks, okay? I said it.
It's a big part of the ministry.
Ducks.
Ducks.
Duck feeding.
No, shooting them.
Excuse me.
Yeah, because I don't know about you guys, but I grew up shooting a lot of ducks. And, nothing warms my heart like teaching a kid, point that up there. Yeah, that, shoot it. Right? That's relaxing. You want to relax? That's recreation.
You know what's even, is it so full of lead afterwards, you can't eat it. Because it's poisonous.
Most of these bullets are as big as the ducks.
The fun, this is where the recreation part comes in.
Okay.
The fun is in blowing the animal out of the sky and there's a little puff of feathers.
And you know what? May I step in here, Osha, and just say, you know, I miss the days when kids got off their screens and just actually shot ducks for real.
You know, this
bring it back.
Chris is right.
Okay. I just need to calm down for a second. Looking at these figures here, it looks like you've diverted most of the funding away from public parks and activities to
why do girls need change rooms or footy fields?
Yes, but you've allocated them all to duck hunting.
Yep.
I'm not sure that's what recreation...
Hang on. Chris, can I request the cone of silence? Mate, you don't know how powerful Big Duck is. Big Duck.
No, I'm...
Why do you think there was a by-election? What do you think happened to the last guy?
Are you telling me it's all about...
They're angry. They've got guns. They want to kill ducks. If we let them do that, we're okay.
If you need something to make you feel better, here's the thing. Ducks, they are not endemic. You know, they are not a native animal. We are actually doing a service. Two ducks, one stone, mate.
Look... you're slowly convincing me, okay? And that's the dangerous thing about this. I do enjoy a lovely duck au la ronge from time to time. I'm not a vegetarian.
There you go. There you go.
Vegan.
They are the worst. They are the worst. So, look, your first press conference is now. Here's your Remington over-under 12 gauge. And have you got the rounds there, Chris?
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, oh, beauty. God. It's a fresh box, Winchester's.
My voice is changing to Elmer Fudd. He thinks it's duck season. Right. And that's exactly how we end that.
Oh, my God. It blows my mind, man.
Yeah.
Recreation. How was your lunch break? Yeah, pretty good. Went and did my 5K. Yeah. How was yours? Yeah, good. Blew a couple of ducks out the sky.
Yeah, got them.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, nah. I don't get it. Like, if you're killing animals for fun.
I just can't believe any government sees this as a priority. Like, I just can't. Like, there is so much wrong in the world, in the local community that needs fixing. How is that the priority?
We touched on conspiracy earlier, right? And it's often conspiracies generally come from a place of people being, and we all struggle with uncertainty, right? We struggle with not knowing why something is. We look for a reason. As to why it is the way it is, so we can blame something or whatever. And often it's the government. The government's controlling this, controlling that, blah. Over summer, the last couple of weeks in Brisbane, the local energy company there has actually some sort of remote control thing on people's big air conditioning, split system air conditioning systems in their homes, right? And as often happens in a big city, I've been in New York when it's gone on in the summertime. What they're able to do is go, okay, here comes the peak, you know, heat of the day. We're going to remotely turn down hundreds of thousands of air conditioners just a little bit.
Oh, to save energy.
Just a little bit so we don't blow the grid.
Yeah.
All right. And I think it does something like it just turns a particular part of the air conditioner, the compressor, which is the real power hungry part of it. It turns that to anywhere down to 50% capacity.
Yeah.
And because the AC has been on for quite some time by this point, especially on a long, warm day, there was a survey of 70,000 people that it happened to. And they responded going, didn't notice it.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even notice it happened. And yet there's a cohort that was in the article going on about, yeah, it doesn't feel, what's the point? What's the point of someone being able to turn off your air conditioner on a hot day? Why even have one? I don't want to give them control.
Wow.
It makes sense because it's a...
What next? Our microwaves.
Exactly. What next? My fucking kettle?
I'm only going to be able to parboil an egg. Huh?
Yeah.
When you're at home, in your own home, you're not thinking about the wider community. You're thinking about your own comforts and luxuries and all of that. So, I can understand why people would be like,
God,
you're getting into my home space now. You're ruining my way of life.
And it's such a shame that people who actually install AC and understand the grid, one would imagine, because it's their entire business, that they don't understand the reason for this stuff.
I want to know what the control room for these air conditioning, all of these appliances looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Is it like a NASA kind of?
Yeah, 100%.
Like a giant screen somewhere?
I love the idea that there are people just sitting at a big desk like an air traffic control.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's individual homes and they're actually just going, I'm sick of Max.
He's a fucking dickhead. Have you seen what he's been up to? It's only 30 degrees in Canberra, but he's put it down to 9. Fucking pull your head in, Matt. I'm putting it up to 24. Suck that.
Hey guys, I was on the night shift. Fuck, man. You know how many people are turning on air conditioners and wearing a quilt at the same time? All of them.
Well, it's good to know that the cameras are working as well, because we didn't tell them that when we you know, that's really important.
Everyone knows about the camera air conditioner.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we actually send the signals down the wires. That's how they get the signals.
You put a camera on a phone, you can put a camera on an air conditioner.
This is true. I mean, you know, it's a smart air conditioners. They're called smart inverters.
That's right.
They're absolutely smart. Yeah. But I did know about Max, you know, and Cheryl. Yep. Fucking Cheryl, all right, insists at the peak of the day, putting it 9. We've told her, look, you live in a 9-bedroom home. All your kids have moved out. Turn the zones on. Just cool the part where you're sitting there watching your stories, watching your 57 episodes of NCIS. No, Cheryl is trying to cool 3,000 square metres of unoccupied home.
It's not hard to work an air conditioner.
It isn't.
But you'll see people with their remote controls and this fucking Jeeves might be one of them, who still doesn't know how to operate an air conditioner. With the modes are easy. We made modes easy, right?
Yeah,
dry, cool, the heaty one.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously.
And the icicle.
The icicle mode.
Yeah, icicle.
Now, the question I have, Jeeves, is does the icicle mean you want it to be icicle, or it is icicle and you want it to warm up?
Excuse me, I thought it was intuitive.
I know people who don't know that.
Can I just bring up this screen for both of you to have a look at? All right, so this is the readout of all the kind of somewhat shitty $80 a night roadside motels.
Oh yeah,
with the wind vane that you never works. I mean, we did that, which I'm pretty proud of. Last year,
we just put that there to install confidence.
Yeah, but have a look at what happens. You know, there's check-in time right there, and look what happens immediately.
Oh, they've turned
straight
it on.
Straight on. Straight on. I like, you know, it's
the door's not even closed yet. They've turned it on.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
What I would like to see, though, is there's this guy who definitely in the peak of summer never turns on the AC and his whole family swelters when they come around for Christmas.
I'd like to see us
take charge of that and go, come on, Dave, you're being a tight ass.
Yeah, that's my dad. That's my father. I'm glad you guys have met. Yeah.
We've got your back, mate.
It's not until everyone's dripping. It's like the house will be covered in sweat, at which point mum will be like,
I know.
Maybe we need an air conditioner. Should we turn it on? Is that okay?
Oh, my God. I know someone like that, and it has always driven me crazy. I almost want to say, here's $50, cunt. You know, just put it on. My shout.
Yeah.
But I do like your idea, Chris. You come over to someone's house, you're going to bring a sixer or something. You know, you bring a plate of food. You're like, yeah, man, here's $20.
Here's $20
just bang it on, will you?
Yeah, give us some air.
Yeah. My parents just went away for the weekend. They were staying with my sister. When they got back, mum was on the phone and was like, yeah, we just got back, but we couldn't enter the house because it was freezing cold. I'm like, what happened? Dad left the air conditioner on for the whole
weekend.
And they were there.
Oh.
Yeah.
and he would have been mortified.
He was quiet throughout the whole thing because he'd done something bad.
Oh.
And but we were all thinking about that bill, that electricity bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's like when you leave the tap on to the hose and it explodes. Yeah.
I didn't get the exploding tap from Bunnings at my place.
Oh, it happened. The hose will just pop off if there's too much pressure. If you haven't got the trigger happening.
Oh, yeah. Ours bulges out like a herniated colon. It's got a weird kind of bubble in it. I'm looking at it going, one day, but not today.
Needs a stent, mate.
Fucking hose stent. I'm going to go to Bunnings and get a stent.
Oh, my God.
I reckon that would work. Yeah, you could.
That's amazing.
Clasp thing. I reckon it'll work.
If it works,
it's good enough for your blood vessels. It's good.
Mate, get Cannon Brooks on the phone. We're going to need some startup capital. Here we go. This is it, guys. This is it.
That just makes me think of another story that was on, and we won't cover it, but Elon Musk's latest.
his massive pay packet?
No, the thing that he's trying to do, which is like a thing that you put in your brain.
And you can communicate with your computer or something.
Yeah.
It's for people who have spinal cord injuries and things. Yes, to be able to control a prosthetic.
Mm-hmm. You know, the military's just going to get
that is a terrible story.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no way that you would do such a thing, I don't know, like the space program, to, you know, just get a whole bunch of really good data on orbital mechanics and thrusts and, you know.
And control people's air conditioning. with the power of your mind.
Now we're fucking talking.
Oh my God. I would use it for my air Then I wouldn't have to fiddle with that fucking remote.
You could sit at your dad's house and your dad would be like, did you just get a holder in here? I don't know. Did it?
Did it.
And you just gone, beep. With your power of your mind.
Imagine being away from home and be like, oh, I forgot to turn off the air conditioner. Oh, it's off now.
No. The story was quite horrific, though. Osho, you shouldn't read it as a vegan.
Oh, no. Look, come on. What other people want to put into their mouths is up to them.
I'm not a vegan, and I hated reading it.
Right. So, yeah.
Because you can imagine to learn how to insert something into a brain and get it to work.
Are they using primates? Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah. They'd be doing primate trials. As you said, Chris, it'd be lovely to look at the world in black and white, but there is some uncomfortable nuance.
I know, right?
The absolute fact of the matter is that I'm probably on meds right now that involved animal trials.
I know, me too, mate. I heard your stuff on Vyvanse. I was 6 days without the stuff, and boy, did some stuff go down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was off the raw Richter scale.
This is part of the things, you know.
But silver lining, somewhere out there, there's a primate who hasn't got ADHD anymore.
Which is, you know what? That is the real winner. That is
cute, yeah.
Brilliant. Somewhere there's an Eastern European circus with
a really focused chimp.
With a chimpanzee who's just like, no, man, no, I'm good. I don't need that stuff. I don't need your tricycle.
You know, I have all I need within me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Imagine.
Pursue a career in creative writing.
Ask me the typewriter. Hey! In a nice cool room. Thank you so much, Jeeves. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
If you want to come to the live shows, we are at the Greek Centre, 9:30. We're on a late show.
Yeah.
Now we were at 7:30 last time. Now we're on a late show. So whoever you...
This is like primetime main meal sort of...
Yeah. Stuff. No, you go watch your headliner. Go watch the people you pay lots of money for. And then come see us for like $28 on the weekends, cheaper on the Tuesdays. And come check it out. Tickets are in the show notes. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Osh.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.